This is Senator Al Simpson. We're right on the verge of doing something positive about acid rain. Is Ted Kennedy ready to act, or is he sticking to his unworkable test of purity? We'll face off in a moment. For the past 8 years, a real case of legislative gridlock has kept Congress from passing any clean air legislation. Some in the business community oppose any changes to the Clean Air Act. Some in the environmental community want too many. So Senators George Mitchell and Bill Proxmire and I have been working along on a compromise bill that would substantially reduce sulfur emissions by 10 million tons. Those states that have already seen fit to enact responsible environmental laws would not be subject to any additional requirements. Those states that have allowed the old belchers to keep right on belching would have the greatest burden to bear. Rightly so. These Eastern elitist armchair environmentalists find it so easy to criticize, Ted. But where are you now that we have a compromise package in the works?
Al, that's no compromise at all. It's a sellout. We can't eliminate acid rain with half-hearted, half-baked, half-witted proposals. You're talking like the White House dodo in Doonesbury, Al. All you want is to order a study of how those dead fish get the X's in their eyes. Shame on you, Al. You managed to get through a whole face-off on acid rain without even mentioning the most significant breakthrough on the issue in years, the plan proposed earlier this month by Governors Cuomo of New York and Celeste of Ohio. New York is one of the states whose lakes and forests are being devastated by acid rain, Al, and Ohio is one of the states doing the devastating. Ohio's factories are belching toxic smoke into the atmosphere, and it's falling to earth hundreds of miles away as acid rain. The Cold War between the polluting states and the pollutees may finally be ending, Al, but no thanks to you. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.